What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. Over 50 years after his death, jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery remains one of Naptown's greatest music icons. Wes Montgomery shot to fame in the late 1950s with his innovative guitar style. His unique method of playing octaves and block chords redefined the sound of jazz guitar. But Wes didn't develop his sound in a vacuum. The Avenue was filled with great guitarists who left their mark on the local scene, including Johnny Blanchard, Bill Jennings, Paul Whedon, Bethel Williams, Carl Moore, and many others. On this week's show, we'll listen to music from some of the local guitarists who were working on the Avenue during Wes Montgomery's lifetime. We'll start this week's show with music from Bill Jennings. Jennings was a few years older than Wes. He was born in Naptown in 1919 and began performing professionally during the 1930s. As a soloist, Bill Jennings had a lot of tricks up his sleeve, as you'll hear on the next three tracks. This is Bill Jennings with Glide On, Brillin' and Bluin', and Dark Eyes. We just heard three tracks from the Naptown guitarist Bill Jennings, one of many important guitarists working on the Avenue during Wes Montgomery's lifetime. And on this week's show, we're exploring the guitar landscape of West Montgomery's Indianapolis. Up next, we'll hear music from guitarist Paul Whedon. Paul Whedon was born in Indianapolis in January of 1923, just 2 months prior to the birth of West Montgomery. Whedon performed on many classic jazz sessions during the 50s and 60s, working with artists like Sonny Stitt, Gene Ammons, and Eddie Lockjaw Davis. In the late 1960s, Whedon relocated to Europe, living and working in Oslo, Norway, until his death in 2011. We'll listen to three tracks featuring Paul Whedon now. From 1962, we'll hear Paul Whedon and Sonny Stitt with Close Your Eyes. From 1963, we'll hear Eddie Lockjaw Davis with the Paul Whedon Trio performing Robin's Nest. And from 1974, we'll hear Paul Whedon performing Flatfoot. We just heard three tracks from the Naptown guitarist Paul Whedon, one of many important guitarists working on the Avenue during West Montgomery's lifetime. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're exploring the guitar landscape of West Montgomery's Indianapolis. West Montgomery shot to fame in the late 1950s with his innovative guitar style. But West did not develop his sound in a vacuum. There were many important guitarists working on Indiana Avenue that influenced his style and sound. So far, we've heard music from the jazz greats Paul Whedon and Bill Jennings. But there were also important blues guitarists working in Naptown during this time. And up next, we'll hear two tracks from Scrapper Blackwell, one of the most influential guitarists in early blues music. Blackwell rose to fame in the 1920s with the Indianapolis blues singer Leroy Carr. Up first, we'll hear Blackwell's 1935 recording, D Blues. And from 1961, we'll listen to Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
I live the life of a millionaire, spending my money now, do not care. Can my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Lord, but I got busted and I feel so low. Didn't have no money and no where to go. This is the truth, Lord, without a doubt. Nobody wants you when you're down. I mean, nobody wants you when you're down.
That was Scrapper Blackwell with Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, recorded in Indianapolis in 1961. Blackwell was one of many notable blues guitarists working in Naptown during Wes Montgomery's lifetime. And on this week's show, we're exploring the guitar landscape of Wes Montgomery's Indianapolis. Up next, we'll hear music from the blues musician guitar Pete Franklin. In a 1972 interview with Living Blues magazine, Franklin claimed to have known Wes Montgomery as a child. From 1962, this is Guitar Pete Franklin with Sail On.
Well, remember, baby, just before you sail away, I remember, baby, just before you sail away, when you get back, you won't have no place to stay.
That was guitar Pete Franklin with Sail On, recorded in Indianapolis in 1962. On this week's show, we're exploring the guitar landscape of Wes Montgomery's Indianapolis. And up next, we'll hear music from the jazz guitarist Ted Dunbar. Ted Dunbar has a fascinating connection to Wes Montgomery. Dunbar was born in Port Arthur, Texas in 1937, but he moved to Indianapolis in 1959 so he could study the techniques of Wes Montgomery. Dunbar was a pharmacist by day, working at a Hook's drugstore near Indiana Avenue. At night, he performed with Naptown jazz legends like David Baker, and occasionally subbed for Wes Montgomery on local dates. We'll hear two tracks from Ted Dunbar now. From 1980, we'll listen to Rare Moment. After that, we'll hear Dunbar's 1993 recording of Wes Montgomery's composition, Fried Pies. That was guitarist Ted Dunbar performing the Wes Montgomery composition, Fried Pies. We've been exploring the guitar landscape of Wes Montgomery's Indianapolis. And we'll end this week's show with music from the Naptown guitarist, Johnny Shacklett. From his 1969 album, At the Hoffman House, this is Johnny Shacklett with Haskell's Tune. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining us for this exploration of the guitar landscape of West Montgomery's Indianapolis. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Rich Slaughter.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.